All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. And we have a doozy of a card for you this week as we have that special challenge match coming to us from last week in Vermont. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Terry Funk, one-on-one here. Should be no issues with Too Cold Scorpio this week. But we also have the Illinois heavyweight title on the line this week, which was our original main event for this card. The return match from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Iceman King Parsons defending the title against former champion Bunkhouse Buck. And of course, we have the tag team titles on the line as we continue on with the round robin tournament. The Illinois tag team titles on the line as the Stud Stable defends against the Fabulous Ones. And then the American tag team titles on the line as the Gorgeous Gentlemen defend against the living legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. So we're going to have a great time with this card. But before we get to the card, we've introduced the house show loop again. So let's look at what happened over the weekend. March 7th in Decatur, Moondog Spot defeated Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Jimmy Golden defeated Moondog Spike by disqualification. Farouk defeated Bunkhouse Buck. And then in that main event, Gentleman Chris Adams and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert went to a time limit draw in that main event. The next night, we were over in Danville, where Dangerous Doug Gilbert defeated Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Johnny B. Badd defeated the Brooklyn Brawler. IAW International Tag Team Champions Harlem Heat defeated the Fabulous Ones in a non-title match. And then in that main event, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defeated Trevor Murdoch. So again, ever since he's gone into that IAW International Tournament, he's been on a bit of a skid here in the PWA. Hopefully that changes for him soon. All right, so let's get into tonight's card. Opening matches, Special Delivery Jones facing off against Chad Fortune. And Jones and Fortune have a good match to open the card. Fortune gets the pin with a rolling cradle and a time of 5 minutes, 2 seconds. Next match has the Gauntlet. Curtis Thompson's next rung in the Gauntlet turns out to be Al Perez. Perez quickly gains the upper hand, but Thompson gets himself disqualified quickly by choking Perez. Al Perez gets the win by disqualification in a time of 1 minute, 28 seconds. Living legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi come out to the interview desk. Lance asks how the challengers expect the American Tag Team titles match to go. Zbyszko tells Lance that he has no problem with either of the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Zbyszko plans to take both of them to Larryland. Marconi tells Lance that he plans to make the match a living hell for the champions. This brings out the champions to the interview desk. The Gorgeous Gentlemen look to Zbyszko first, and then they look to Marconi. Adam looks down at Marconi and smirks. Garvin nails Zbyszko with his title belt. Marconi takes a wild swing at Adams, but Adams ducks it. Adam takes him over the desk with the super kick. Then the Gorgeous Gentleman double suplex Larry Zbyszko onto the interview desk. The champions pick up their belts before leaving the area. So, the American Tag Team Champions are not taking this idea of a living hell match from Beef Stew Lou Marconi. They've shown they could quickly dispatch them if they want to. All right, but that brings us to the first match of this round. This being the third round of the Round Robin Tournament, the State Patrol taking on the Nightmares. And the match is very even. Ken Wayne drills Wright into the mat with a pile driver, but when he goes up for the rocket launcher, Wright gets his knees up. And then Wright rolls Wayne up for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winners are the State Patrol. Backstage, the Fabulous Ones are coming out to the interview desk, and they are attacked from behind by the Stud Stable. The Illinois Tag Team Champions slam Lane headfirst into the loading dock door. They spike Kern into the concrete floor with the spike pile driver. They congratulate each other as they head back to their own dressing room, thinking they now have the night off. So the Stud Stable finding themselves maybe a little worried for their titles tonight. But before we get there and see what happens with the Fabulous Ones, we've got the Rock and Roll RPMs taking on the Gilbert Brothers. And these two tag teams make their mark. They worked for more than 10 minutes in an almost stalemate. No matter what either side did, no matter what shortcuts they tried to take, neither team seems to be able to gain a distinct advantage. After 12 minutes, Eddie hotshots Tommy Lane across the top rope. Doug takes Mike Davis over the top rope with a clothesline. While referee Tommy Young is getting Doug out of the ring, Eddie throws a fireball into Lane's face and then rolls him up for a pin. In a time of 13 minutes, 33 seconds, your winners are the Gilbert Brothers. Next match has the Acolytes facing off against superstar Billy Graham and the Italian Stallion. The two tag teams from Sunshine's group facing off against each other, as is going to happen as every tag team faces everybody else. And the Acolytes have a brilliant match against Graham and Stallion. Graham and Bradshaw take the bulk of the match. Bradshaw gets the pin on Graham after the clothesline from Hell. There's a little bit of tension between Graham and Stallion after the match. But your winners are the former American Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, in a time of 6 minutes, 27 seconds. Now we get into our big matches here. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line as the Stud Stable is scheduled to defend the titles against the Fabulous Ones. It has not been very long since the Stud Stable attacked the Fabulous Ones. The doctors have checked on the Fabulous Ones and have cleared them to compete in tonight's match. The Fabulous Ones are eager to get their hands on the Stud Stable, as this is their first chance for gold in the PWA. The Fabulous Ones come down to the ring first. As soon as the Stud Stable climb onto the ring apron, the Fabulous Ones attack them. The four men brawl for a while before referee Jerry Calhoun is able to achieve a sense of order in the ring. Both teams take each other to the extremes, with each scoring near pinfalls within tenths of a second of a three count. A blind tag by the Fabulous Ones has Golden distracting Calhoun. The Fabulous Ones double team Fuller for a moment. Golden finally calms down. Kern takes control of the match, but Golden nails him with a knee lift to the kidney as he hits the ropes. Fuller makes the tag to Golden, but Golden cuts Kern off before he can get the tag. Golden gets the pin with a brainbuster to win the match and retain the titles in a time of 17 minutes, 56 seconds. Your winners are the Stud Stable, still your Illinois Tag Team Champions. Next match has the American Tag Team titles on the line, and that match picks up almost where it left off earlier in the evening. Zabisco and Marconi attack the Gorgeous Gentlemen as they make their entrance. The four men brawl in the aisle until security can separate them. Both teams are escorted down to the ring. The match is quite an even affair. Both teams have great moments, but neither one is able to put the other away. Adams gets upset with the extended time the match is taking, so he tosses Zabisco over the top rope to earn the DQ, yet keep the titles. The fans are not sure how to react to this ending, but they give the gentlemen a decent pop when they are handed their title belts. Zabisco and Marconi are fuming, but they had their chance. They pick up the win by disqualification in a time of 32 minutes, 42 seconds, but the Gorgeous Gentlemen are still your American Tag Team Champions. The last match for the Round Robin Tournament this week has the Heat Seekers facing off against the Moondogs. And the Heat Seekers take advantage of a miscommunication between Paul Jones and Spike. Jones throws powder into Elliot's face, but Elliot ducks. Spike gets the face full of powder. Elliot picks up the pin after a powerbomb, while Spot and Jones argue outside the ring. Your winners are the Heat Seekers in a time of 3 minutes flat. Our last title match was supposed to be our main event. The return match for the Illinois heavyweight title, with Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Bunkhouse Buck. Unfortunately for their main event hopes, Too Cold Scorpio made his presence known in the match between Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk last week. That return match is our new main event. But here we have Iceman and Buck still have an excellent match. It is definitely a main event level match. Both men pull out all the stops. Buck has Iceman up for the brainbuster, but Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Buck puts Iceman down to take care of Missy. While his back is turned, Iceman grabs a chain from his tights and wraps it around his fist. Missy slides off the ring apron. Buck turns around to get knocked out by Iceman. Iceman easily retains the title with a very lax cover, only having his left boot on Buck's chest. But in a time of 20 minutes, 29 seconds, your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion is Iceman King Parsons. Last week, Too Cold Scorpio made his frustrations with the PWA known as he interfered in several of the matches involving PWA talent. This week, Scorpio is not around. He and Phil Hickerson have their hands full in a match in Vermont this week. Tonight, it will be Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk one-on-one. Both men come down to the ring ready for a brawl. The match doesn't disappoint. Both hot-headed wrestlers stretch the rules almost to the breaking point. However, referee Nick Patrick allows many of the things to go, knowing what happened last week. Also knowing that he might be able to control one of the two, but not both. After 20 minutes, both men are gassed. They each take moments outside the ring to regain their breath, stretching Nick Patrick's 10 counts to the very limit. During the last of Terry's trips outside the ring, Missy gets in his face about fighting Eddie like a man. Terry raises his hand to slap Missy, but Eddie grabs his hand from behind. Missy slaps Terry across the face before Eddie turns him around and drills him with a pile driver on the floor. Eddie just barely beats the 10 count to make it back into the ring, winning the match by countout in a time of 21 minutes, 33 seconds. It definitely looks like a terrible ending for a main event, but the entire match was explosive between these two. If I could ever lure Terry Funk away from the IWGP again, these two could tear the house down every week. However, Terry has his eyes set on the IAW International Heavyweight title, but he wants to have his shot because he is the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. That means he needs to go through David Von Erich. One day, Terry Funk may be back in the PWA, but it looks like it's going to be a while before that happens. All right, so that's the end of our card this week. We're going to take a moment to look at the leaderboard as it is jam-packed at the top with a record of 2-1. You have the Acolytes, the Fabulous Ones, the Stud Stable, the Heat Seekers, the Moondogs, Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi, and the Gorgeous Gentlemen. That is 7 of the 12 tag teams. You have 4 that are sitting at 1-2. The State Patrol, the Nightmares, the Gilbert Brothers, and the Rock and Roll RPMs. Which means the last tag team, still winless in this tournament, is Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. The one that I don't know if they're going to have a whole lot of help with this, with the way the match ended tonight. But you have to come back next week to see what happens, because again, this is an 11-round tournament that we're only 3 rounds through. There's 8 more rounds to go. This whole thing could be turned upside down, and Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion ending up at the top at the end. Who knows what's going to happen? That's why we do the cards. That's why we run it through every week, so that we can see what happens week by week. So I encourage you to come back to support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, and I will see you next week.